Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition regarding procrastination. This tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, right now we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is a very spiritually opportune month, right? We know that in a lot of the traditions, it has been narrated that even the breaths that we take in the month of Ramadan are considered as acts of worship. Even small act of ibadat and worship will have a lot of sawab, will have a lot of rewards in the hereafter. When we hear these kind of hadiths and traditions, we tend to take it easy in the month of Ramadan, and we tend to procrastinate, right? Whereas this is something that we shouldn't do. And we should take every opportunity that we can to worship Allah and to obey Him in this month, and to perform as many acts of worship as that we can, and not procrastinate. Sometimes we might say that, well, there's still a lot of time until the nights of Qadr, right? Let me just wait until those nights, and in those nights I'll make a lot of dua or a lot of prayers, right? But we don't really know, what if we don't make it to those nights? A lot of people pass away before they get there, right? So let's take the most that we can of this month, and let's look now at what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said regarding procrastination in this beautiful hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in a letter that he wrote to one of his companions: seize what you have left of your life, take hold of it, the remaining part of your life, take hold of it, use it, utilize it. And do not keep deferring, saying tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Right? Don't keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it later on. By way of parentheses, there's another beautiful hadith and tradition. And in that tradition, it's been narrated that after, you know, the judgment is passed and those people who are supposed to go to hell are sent to hell, you know, an angel or somebody will ask them, what is it? What led you to be to this fate? What brought you to this fate? What happened? What was the evil act that you did that led to this? And some of them will say, it was procrastination. It was procrastination. Procrastination led us to the evil fate that has befallen us. In any case, let's look at what Imam says in the continuation of this tradition. The Imam says, for verily those before you were ruined because of their persistent wishful thinking and their procrastination. By wishful thinking, the Imam alayhi salam is probably alluding to the fact that they were probably under the assumption that they're going to live tomorrow, day after tomorrow, for another year, and that they will, you know, do their good deeds or whatever, their acts of worship at that time. This is wishful thinking. How do we know that we're really going to live until that time? Then the Imam says, until suddenly the command of Allah, meaning death, overtook them while they were heedless. وَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They were heedless, they weren't prepared for it. Death came and overtook them and they could do nothing about it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at procrastination in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد